New for old sounds like an insurance policy. New for old. When the old gets damaged beyond repair, we get something brand new. Yes, please, I hear you say. When Jesus died on the cross, that's what he did. He gave you new for old. He took your old nature and gave you a brand new one. Beloved, he didn't just identify with you. He died as you in your place. You were condemned to die as a result of the fall. It's the wages of sin, remember? Romans 6:23 in the Passion. For sin's meagre wages is death, but God's lavish gift is eternal life, found in your union with our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. In Adam, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:22, all die. Look at it like this. Over 2,000 years ago, you were in front of a firing squad. At the moment the order to fire came, someone stepped between you and death. Jesus stepped forward and took the bullet for you. That is the reality of the cross, his life in place of yours. He took what was due to you, the death penalty. He laid his life down, you went free. He died in your place, then he rose from death, and now he gives you everlasting life. His, new for old, best insurance policy in the world. Only death could set you free from the nature with which you were born. The sin and the self nature, they're both dead, as a dodo. His death brought you a new start. The opportunity to do what we all want, start again. You died in him and you were raised with him in baptism. Colossians 2:12-13. For we've been buried with him in his death. Our baptism into death also means we were raised with him when we believed in God's resurrection power, the power that raised him from death's realm. This realm of death describes our former state, for we were held in sin's grasp. But now we've been resurrected out of that realm of death, never to return, for we are forever alive and forgiven all our sins. Now your new life is to be lived in union with him. You live again, this time a life free from the shackles of the old sin nature and everything it produced. What an exchange! And it all happened before you were born. No wonder his last words from the cross were, "It is finished, done, dusted." The only thing that remains is for you to totally embrace what he's already done. He's given you not only a new life, but resurrection life, eternal life, in union with him. Makes you think, doesn't it? As Graham Cook would say, something got finished before you got started. It really makes you think. God bless you.